On a Thursday afternoon in Chicago, futures finished the day like this. The nearby March contract for the soft red winter wheat closed at 7.55 and a half, up a quarter. The July, or the harvest month, to close at $7.69 and a half at 2 o'clock Central Time, down 3 and a half cents. Settlement prices are not yet in. The hard red in Kansas City does have a settlement price at 8.27 and a quarter, down 20 and a quarter. Back in Chicago, on a close, the corn pit March contract 6.92 and a half, a penny and three quarters higher. May futures at 6.89 and a half, down 4 cents. July at 6.85, down 5 and three quarters. September corn 6 cents lower, $6.09 and a half. And December futures at 5.86, down 6 and a quarter a bushel. Next year's March, or the 2014 contract, a nickel lower at $5.97. Settlement prices are available for the soybean pit. January contract at $14.03, down 2 and a half. The March at 13.86 and a half, down 5 and three quarters. And May soybeans at 13.78 and a quarter, down 6 cents. July futures 13.76 and a half, 5 and a half lower. The August 13.56 and a quarter, down 4 and a quarter. And in November, beans at $12.91 and three quarters for the new crop, down 2 and a quarter for the day. Bean meal at $405.60, down $1.50, and bean oil at $50.21 in the January contract, down 31. Live cattle futures finished the February at 133.85, up $1.47 and a half. The April's at 137.32 and a half on a settlement, $1.15 higher. January feeders at 152.35 were up 115, and the March feeder cattle at 154.90 were $1 higher. February lean hogs for the day, $86.40, up 22 and a half. It's the third day of January, a Thursday afternoon. Dan Zwicker joins us by phone from Mandeville, Louisiana, and CGP Enterprises to take a look at the futures markets. Good afternoon to you, Dan. Did your new year go well?
Everything went quite well.
Better than the marketplace is going?
Yeah.
So what's happening in the marketplace? Why the downturn?
Well, I think we still have liquidation probably going on in the soybean complex, because what we're getting here is some sales cancellations, and I think the trade's probably taking that a little more bearish than probably what it is. I think what it is more of a bookkeeping cleaning up for the year type situation, is where, you know, maybe China would go to XYZ export company and say, I want to buy 1 million tons of beans over the next several months, and maybe they only got in this case they only got 700,000 purchased, and to get things kind of cleared up between now, you know, at the calendar year, they just said, well, we'll just cancel those and we'll start all over again, you know, after January 1. So I think a lot of this cancellation that we've seen in soybeans over the past couple of weeks have been just maybe cleaning up the books, balancing the books at year end. My guess is that we've seen the end of that now, since we are into the new year. But that has kind of been a bearish influence in soybeans, and that's created some liquidation. We've seen some declines in open interest. The other thing is that things in South America do seem to be looking pretty good, but South America is really not going to have a lot of inventory to move into the world channels, and the logistics say that they will only be able to probably fulfill 3 million tons of China's 5 million ton a month appetite. So we're still going to have some business even if we go on into the spring months. So, but, you know, it's going to be disappointing compared to what we've been kind of grown accustomed to here this fall months, with a lot of big sales numbers. Corn, on the other hand, you can't hardly give away a bushel of corn. Sales are running way low. There is some hope, maybe if you talk to a few export traders, that demand could come forward here, but at least nothing's really showed up short term. And actually, we're starting to see a rise in open interest in corn, which is a bearish signal. It kind of indicates to me that maybe the supplies may be greater out there than what the marketplace thinks, and or demand is much more weaker than what the marketplace thinks. So that's really not a good sign to see declining market, increasing open interest, at least to start the new year. The thing that I've talked about for some time, and I think you can really see it if you take a look at December corn and November soybeans, if you would use that ratio, you can see that soybeans have really gained on corn over the past couple months. I mean, it wasn't too long ago where I think I have to look at it here if I can find it. Probably can't find it. But soybeans, new crop 13, December corn, new crop November soybeans were like 2 to 1. Now it's creeped up to 2.2 to 1. So soybeans are gaining on corn. And I think a lot of that has to go along with ideas that farmers are going to plant a lot of corn. With Infoma Economics, you know, their latest estimate at 99 million. Maybe what the market is telling us this year is that we won't need to rally during the crop insurance period to insure a large acres, that the acres are going to be large enough to take care of demand as we go forward. And if you go back and correlate this 12-13 crop year with what we saw in 1983-84, price action is pretty well mirroring that type of what happened in 83-84, and that would suggest that maybe these markets may not get anything going on the upside until after we find a winter low sometime during the month of February.
How far down was that for that period, by percentage, of course?
I can't really tell you on percentage. Let me take a look here. So I might be able to pop it up here.
Mm-hmm.
This was a percentage as of July 1. Basically, from July 1 prices, Dease corn declined basically 12%.
From 83 to 84 to the low in February 84.
Yes. And on July 1 of this year, so far we are basically just, we're down like 4%.
That's a long haul.
So we got ways to go. I mean, we could lose another 8%, possibly if you'd want to match what we did in 83.
Right.
So 8% of what are we talking about here? $5 and
you don't want to do 8%. That'd be 40 cents. But you don't want to do 8% of $5, right?
Well, the market could very easily do that.
Eight percent of $8, don't you?
Well, we would do 8% of what new crop corn is trading at, and new crop corn today is what?
587.5.
Okay, 8% of that would be 50 cents.
Yeah.
Well, you could
45.
You could go down that low.
All right. So down here now, you're down at 550, 540, something like that.
Which I think is very attainable, that may what that may do is reduce overall planted acres because the insurance guarantee won't be quite as attractive maybe for bankers to loan money on. So,
but this is what you told us when you gave us a 100 million figure a while back, said that it was just overpriced, the corn might be overpriced and it might turn lower.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we're on track for where you are.
Which is not really good news. But
I understand
the only thing that I think everybody needs to realize, and I think for those longtime listeners of WILLL, and I notice you've been throwing up some of those old pictures on the Facebook page. I hope you don't show any of me up there someday.
yeah, that one was from a lump, man. That was about 40 pounds ago for me.
Yeah, I was going to say. But, you know, the markets have a very strong tendency of going much higher than what everybody thinks in a bull market and goes much lower than what everybody thinks in a bear market. And 13, I think, is a bear market. Sunspot activity is on the uptick, and I think it'll the visuals, when you look at visuals right now, it's very hard to visualize anything but increasing supplies. And when we're increasing supplies, prices grind lower. Now, that doesn't mean that we're going to go lower every day, but I do think it means that producers need to take opportunities when big rallies come along to kind of decide on how they want to approach the marketing season.
Dan, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Very well.
All right. Actually, we'll talk to you at Commodity Week. Dan Zwicker is with CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Will be our guest on Commodity Week panelist, along with Matt Bennett, who we'll hear a bit later in the program, Kurt Kimmel, and Roy Huckabee will be our special guest on that program. We'll record at 4:30 on Friday afternoon this week, and it'll be up on our website by about 6 o'clock that evening.